play is the best.
KNBR 68.
Jake O'Donnell is throwing the jump. He is the veteran official of the two. The other on the sideline is Jimmy Capers. And the ball goes to Philadelphia Irving in the fourth court. Irving with the dribble to the left side. He's got a mismatch with Green. Shoots a jumper. It's no good. Coleman helps out, but the rebound by McGinnis. We got a loose ball foul on the Warriors. Immediately, foul on Rick Barry. Philadelphia will inbound left side fourth court. Comes in now to Bibby. Ricky Green guarding him. Lead outside to Irving on the right. Barry will guard him while Coleman takes McGinnis. Here's the pass to Irving, sliding across the top of the key. Bob Reed dribble to the baseline. Jump pass left hand to Jones on the right side. Ray blocks the shot and fouls him. Jones tried to lean in with his shot and wound up committing being fouled by Ray, who picked up his first one. Billy Cunningham was hollering something out at Jake O'Donnell. He warned Billy to sit down early. So Clifford Ray picks up the foul. Caldwell Jones on the line out of Albany State. Now his fifth professional season. He had three of them in the ABA. Hits it and hits it. They do not go to their pivot man as much when Jones or Harvey Catching is playing in the middle, but when Dawkins is in, they'll go to him more now than they did under June 2. Both shots good. And it's 2-0 Philadelphia. This is the third sellout this year for the 76ers. Here's a pass to Smith out front. Looks for Coleman, swings it on top, and to Barry, left side against the Doctor, top of the key. Doctor now loose in, Barry down the lane, underhand flip, tough shot, air ball, falls in the hands of McGinnis, his line sliding his back. Outlet pass Irving, Irving top of the key, into a screaming Jones. Dr. Irving on the right side, Coleman has to pick him up. The Doctor to the baseline, we got the whistle, and that'll be a foul on EC, I believe. Waiting for Capers' call, that's right. And the Warriors pick up three team fouls, and we have not yet traveled the first minute of the 48-minute route tonight. Everyone inside, it looked to me like he got clobbered, but that happened at Indiana the other night, and he couldn't get on the line. Collins top of the key, Smith guarding him. Up left side angle of the Doctor. Goes for his dribble, then feeds McGinnis wide. Now Barry has him. There's that hesitation jumper. It's an air ball taken right down by Jones. The ball squirts out of his hands. He tries to shoot. Barry comes up. Barry mid-court. Jones from behind steals it and loses it out of bounds. Nobody warned Rick. And he was picked clean, but Jones couldn't get a handle on the ball. Warriors will inbound right side fourth court. The Doctor guarding Rick. Barry makes a pass. Comes to Jones, Green on the point. Double stack right of the lane. Green goes for a dribble, top of the key. Jump cut over Bibby from 17. Good! Richie, whose field goal percentage right now is just a whisker under 40%, gets the first two, but it's 2-2. Here's the lanky prancing Doug Collins, 6-6, into the fourth court. Guarded by Smith. Bounce one now to the left side angle of the Doctor. Smith double teams, knocks it away. Doctor gets it back. Into Jones. Down deep to McGinnis inside. Coleman misses the layup and rebounds it in. Here's Green streaking down court. Goes by Bibby. Jones keeps him out. The ball squirts away, but it's off Bibby and out of bounds. Capers will give the ball to Green. Baseline left of the goal for the Warriors to inbound. Pass to Ray outside. Gives it to Smith. Deep left corner. Then Peach on top. Bad pass, but Green hawks it down on the right side. Now to Barry. Barry dribbles, double team. Back to Green on the point. Dribbles the edge of the key. Bounds in the air. 13-footer off the rim. Off Ray. Out of bounds on the rebound. Ray was jammed in a little bit deep under the glass. Philadelphia now coming up as a Warrior guard, meets it at half court. Bibby out front. Works to the left side, got a double stack on the right. Bibby drives to the baseline. Green checks him off, outside Irving now. Irving, lateral dribble and Barry. Pull-up jumper from 17. On the rim, bouncing once, no good, chip, no good. Offensive interference on McGinnis, who tried to tip it. The Warriors get the ball. The Doctor had 34, Barry had 51 the first time these teams met. And the Warriors won it 113-110. Irving had 17 of his 34 in the final quarter when they cut the margin after the Warriors had led comfortably most of the way in Oakland. Barry on top. Takes the Doctor. Pitches off to Green. Open 15-footer. Good! Barry with a very good feed. Had 11 assists in Indiana the other night. Here's a dribble now by Irving on the right side. Barry checked him off. Double team by Smith. Irving protects it. Swings it to Bibby. Open on the left end. The left corner to Collins. Smith hustles back to him. Good hustle indeed that time. Now to the Doctor. Quick shot, no good from the left. A wild shot up the glass goes out of bounds. Up. Jones. Warrior ball. Watching Barry try to play D on the Doctor is fascinating because he tries to force him to his left. He plays percentage. He just tries to make him shoot outside. Barry from the outside with the shot. That's an air ball from 18 feet. Taken down by McGinnis. That's not a Bibby. Bibby fourth court to Collins on the right. Drives, angles, fires, hits. Look at the case from 10 feet. 6-4 Philadelphia. Smith starts up for the Warriors. Dribbling top of the key. Drops it off to Berry. 17-footer on top. Too hard. Rebounded by Jones. Jones passed to Bibby in the back court. Bringing it up fast. Sees Jones on the right. Misses the mark. Out of bounds. He didn't lead him enough. And I think a Warrior may have touched it, though. Ricky Green apparently brushed it. It's a Philadelphia ball. Or is it? They're going to give it. The way Philadelphia act, they were giving it to him. O'Donnell says no. It was right off Jones. So it's a Warrior ball. Smith coming into the forecourt. Collins picks him up. Smith swings it to Coleman, the right of the key. Fakes McGinnis, dribbles toward the right baseline, almost out of control. Now he stops, snaps it out to Ray. Foul line, jump shot, good! Ray from 15. Clifford hit a couple of 10-foot jumpers against Indiana. Collins out in front, bounces one up to McGinnis on the left. We have a 6-6 ball game. McGinnis with the dribble, back to Jones high. Middle's open for the moment, then the left corner to Collins. Dribbles behind the back. Guy takes Smith inside. Loose control. Berry comes up with a loose ball. Peter Green. Green trying to blow by Bibby. Bibby keeps a check on him. Green goes to the hoop. Takes him. The shot no good. The clearance hit missed by Coleman. His own rebound roll. No good. Tipped in. Good Green. Coleman works the boards, although he didn't get it home. And enabled Green to finally get the next rebound and put it in. And the Warriors lead at 8-6. Irving on top to Jones. Left side angle to McGinnis. Outside jumper from 20 is dipping in and out. Jones the rebound. Outside Ray brings it out. Gives it to Bibby, straight away one-hander, down. 21-footer. A little guy from UCLA. 8-8. Here's a dribble by Smith, gets a Ray pick. Switched on by Jones. He's on top to Coleman. Good look from 18. Hits. Smith from the assist. 10-8. Bibby comes back up fast. Nobody's in the middle of protect now, but Green checks Bibby on the left side. Now turn, jump shot by Bibby. Good, he got knocked down in the tangle between Smith and Green. No foul. Cunningham hollering about it. Long pass to Green up the right side. Right baseline. Cut off now by Bibby. Shoots it up anyway. It's in and out. A heartbreak miss. Rebound Jones. Quick outlet to McGinnis. Half court. They like to run it. He drives on Coleman. Makes a reverse spin. Puts it out to Bibby. 15. Bibby on the left side. Beautiful save by McGinnis. After breaking the drive on a reverse spin. 12-10 Philadelphia. 5 minutes into the game. Now Smith dribbles on the left against Collins to the baseline. They got the foul on Collins. Here's a timeout call here before the Warriors inbound. We had 6:58 to go in the opening quarter. Scoreboard showing. Philadelphia 12, the Warriors 10.
The comfort built into TWA's wide-body 1011 starts as soon as you sit down.
TWA's 1011 coach seats are extra wide, wider than the seats on most other planes, and they have special thick cushioning.
Sharon Graves, TWA flight attendant.
TWA serves you a delicious filet mignon and coach on all 1011 meal flights to the East Coast.
Diane Hellow, TWA flight attendant.
And this fall on TWA movie flights, we give you first-run movies like Annie Hall or MacArthur.
Captain Larry DeSellis, TWA pilot.
Our wide-body 1011 has quiet Rolls-Royce engines and the most advanced flight control system in commercial aviation, so its flights are incredibly smooth.
TWA's wide-body 1011 to the East Coast. It's built for comfort. TWA flies wide-body 1011s nonstop to New York and Chicago every day of the week. For reservations, call your travel agent or call TWA.
Reminder that tomorrow night, the Warriors will close this 4-5 nights tour at the Garden in New York against the Knicks with a 5 o'clock Pacific time tip-off. We'll be broadcasting on radio tomorrow night, beginning at 4:45 Pacific time with our Warriors warm-up. Then the Warriors return home, beating the Nets and the sensational rookie Bernard King on the 29th. On a Tuesday night, followed by the Saturday night date against the Atlanta Hawks. That's fall night. The first 3,000 juniors 16 and under receiving a coupon redeemable at 3 Bay Area Levitt stores. Ball night will be jointly sponsored by Trident, Sugarless Gum, and Levitt stores. And when you're in a Levitt store to pick up your ball, you want to enter the Levitt sweepstakes, $1,000 in furniture given away each month. Grand prize of a trip for two to Mazatlan at Hughes Air West. Here's Ricky Green out front against Bibby now. Ray gives him the pick. Ricky doesn't use it very well. Out to Coleman. Coleman to Smith. He doesn't get there. It's out of bounds. Smith coming from the weak side, trying to beat Collins to spot, and Coleman throws way over his head and out. So the ball goes back now to the 76ers, who lead at 12-10. Up the right side now comes Collins. Goes between the circles. To Bibby on top. Bounce one to the left. Now to McGinnis against DC. One-on-one. Starts to back him up. He's at 12 feet. Nice takes left. Backs to the baseline to the left. And we got a whistle and a foul on Coleman. He was trying to get the shot up. Ray came out to try and block it. McGinnis going to be called for, or rather be given to, as Coleman called for the 14th foul for the Warriors. And Philadelphia gets to the line for the second time. They are 2-for-2. As a team, Philadelphia is 71.5% free throwing. The Warriors 73.5%. McGinnis, who has tendency toward the erratic, is 72% this year, and this first one wobbles in.
13-10.
The next one, shot put at home. 14-10, Philadelphia. They've made six straight points now. Here's Smith coming up court. Warriors had trouble with unanswered point runs by Indiana on Wednesday night. An 8-point run and then a 14-pointer. Here's Green into the Coleman down, knocked away by McGinnis, double-teaming him. They tried to post Coleman down deep against McGinnis, and Bibby helped out, made it a tough pass. Ricky almost had it picked off. Now to Smith out in front against Collins. Goes toward the baseline. Coleman picks. McGinnis steps out and flexes the ball out of bounds as Smith was looking for the shot. Warrior ball. 5 seconds on the shot timer now. Philadelphia should be very intense on their defense here. Warriors now ready to scatter. Still can't find anybody. Now bounces one right in the hands of McGinnis. Bad pass angle. Long pass to the doctor. Leads him too far, but he bats it back. Curry gets there to get it for the Warriors. Bounce one to Green. Short court. Possible 3-on-2. Pull up 15-footer. On the rim and off. Ray does it, Joe. Coleman gobbles it up and rebounds it too hard off the glass. Another rebound, no good. He gets it back again and finally muscles it in. Coleman with sheer determination, and now we got a backcourt foul called on Ricky Green. Ricky Green gambled in the backcourt and fouled Debbie. He'll get up for 3-to-make-2. That's not a wise foul. Going to the free throw line is Henry Bibby.
Bibby, at the line, forward.
Bibby's first shot is down and the second one likewise, and Philadelphia now's run 8-2 on the Warriors at 16-12. Here's Smith down the right side. Jones switches out. Smith looks for a mismatch. Jumps it into Coleman against Collins. Back out to Smith on the right. Takes the shot. Then shoots it. After hesitating, it's no good. Comes down in the hands of Collins. Collins up court, mid-court for the ball. Feeds it over to Bibby outside. Guns again. He's got another. Bibby, starting off red hot tonight, has 10 of the Philadelphia total of 18. Four hoops. Green out front for the Warriors. Works top of the key. Bounce one to Coleman on the right. Inside the ray. Deep post right of the lane. Here comes Barry. He's open. He gets it. Shoots the jumper. It's offline. Rick can't find the mark. But Green rebounds and brings it back out. Green against Collins. Down the perimeter to Smith at 25 feet left. Lateral dribble top of the key. Bibby knocks it away. Bibby's got a steal. Bibby's passed it. Julius down the left side. Irving goes to the hoop over Barry. Puts it in. Billy Cunningham leading chairs in front of the Philadelphia bench as Green has it knocked away. Coming streaking up into the forecourt, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be a Warrior ball. Philadelphia has run 12-2 on the Warriors now. It's 20-12. Warriors will be inbounding with Charles Dudley now in for Green. Pass to Barry on the left side, a 21-footer. Good. He hits his first of the night. Barry throws Irving's arm off him, and Irving warning him now. Rick started up court, and the doctor got him, I think, unintentionally tangled up with him. Now Irving wants the ball. Now watch this one. Barry fronting him. Good, he still has it. Now it goes to the doctor on the right. The fan drives to it. Irving, turnaround jumper on the rim and off. Rebound, no good. Jones comes bounding out to Dudley. Dudley passed Irving. Smokes one to Smith. Smith driving. Cut off by Collins. Great. Shovels it to Dudley. Down the lane. Shovel shot good. 20-16. Keep watching Irving and Barry right now. The doctor took the challenge when Rick decided that his arm was where it didn't belong. And Barry took the challenge on defense. Wouldn't let it penetrate. McGinnis on top. Left corner to Collins. The bomb. No good. Rebounded by Dudley. The ball stolen by Irving underneath. Underhand, flip, left hand, no good. Foul call. Dudley had it, and quite frankly, I'm not quite sure how he lost it. Irving somehow came up with the ball, and Coleman is called for the foul, and the doctor gets 3-to-make-2. NEC has 3 personal fouls. Warriors in team foul trouble. They picked up 3 in the first minute of play. Now Coleman's got 3, and they've really got a problem because that deprives them of some real board strength. First shot good for the doctor. Philadelphia's made 7-for-7. The Warriors haven't been on the line. Looks like Indiana was hated. Adams was very, very visibly upset after that game. He said, you know, you lose games sometimes on a crucial call late that maybe is a bad call, but he said, this is a game that came as close to being a homer as he'd seen this year. That was the one in Indiana. But Irving hits both free throws. He got his advantage. Philadelphia leads by 6, and the Warriors have to go to work. Sonny Parker is now in. Now we got a foul call on Bibby. Bibby on a defensive foul, and that will be only team foul number two on Philadelphia. Common foul. Out it goes to Ray, then to Dudley on top. Gives to Barry, 18-footer on the way. No iron, just passed. Passes out to McGinnis. Comes dribbling up the left side. Parker is in now for D.C., takes him to the lane. Pass off to Collins, it gets away and out of bounds. Parker wouldn't let McGinnis go all the way. George jumped it off to Collins, who lost control. 22-16. Sonny at 6'6", quicker than McGinnis at 6'8". But he gives him a lot of height, a lot of weight. All right, here's Dudley with the ball, out front. Ray setting a high post. Dudley works, top of the key, got a foul on Diddy again. And so for Henry, that's number two. Number three in the team column. Read it inbound again, Dudley. Comes down to Smith, over to Barry on the left. Looks for Parker curling under, but he's not open. Barry against the doctor. Still waiting, he has his dribble if he wants it. Swings it to Parker in the left corner. Parker on the dribble now. Terminating. It's to Smith, left corner. In deep to Barry. Posting. Turnaround. Fallback. 8-footer. Doesn't go. Loose ball foul. Rebounding. They've got Dudley. Dudley on the loose ball, and somebody will shoot one and a penalty for Philadelphia. 76ers are 8-for-8 on the line. The Warriors haven't been there. Going to the free throw line is Julius Erving. Irving hits the first. And the next one is good. So Philadelphia with 10 free throws to none for the Warriors, and they lead by 8. Dudley now comes off of Parker screen. Addle's angry that Butt Diddy fouled on that. Dudley top of the key to Barry. Barry to the foul line, dumps it off to Ray. Rolling, slams up. He is fouled, it doesn't go. Comes way off the rim out to the sideline. Foul is on Jones, and Ray gets up for two. That'll be 14 fouls for Philadelphia. 3:05 to go in the opening quarter. Those who are watching on television might wonder why there is no replay tonight, or why it looked like there was going to be one, and it's fizzled. Channel 2 in this situation has to share a feed that's going to a local station here, and apparently their equipment for replay is inoperable. So I regret on that, but it's not within our control. Both free throws made by Ray, and the Warriors have cut it to 6 now. Dudley out front. Dudley checks, hits to McGinnis at 35 feet. Double team by Dudley and Parker now. Dribbles between them. Ray cuts him off. Feed to Bibby on the right. Wide open for 20. Good! Bibby, quick basket. 26-18. Bibby has 12 on the night. His average on the year is 10.5. Smith out top of the key. Feeds a pass that Collins breaks up. Parker gets the deflection on the right. Gives it to Dudley outside. Defense has been tucked inside for Philadelphia. Now on top to Smith. Hill has had only one shot. Goes to the foul line. There's a jump pass to Barry deep inside. Bibby picked up, falls away from Irving. Throws up an air ball at 10 feet. Caldwell Jones gets it. Long pass to McGinnis. A scattered four. The play broken up. McGinnis gets it back. Shoots over Parker with a pass inside to Collins. Slicing through. Loses control. Gets it the right corner. Back out to McGinnis. Dribble to the top of the key, leans in, shoots, good, hesitation time. 16-footer, over Parker, 28-18, biggest Philadelphia lead. On the right side, here's a foul, McGinnis holding Parker, coming through inside, and Parker will get one of the penalties. Got a timeout first down by the Warriors, 1:58 to go, first quarter, scoreboard joined. Philadelphia 28, the Warriors 18.
Good cheer, my friend. Good beer, my friend. Have another San Miguel.
It happened in London in 1952. It happened again in Paris in 64. In 66, it happened in Brussels. In each of those European capitals where international beer competitions were held, the gold medal went to a beer from the South Pacific. San Miguel, Pale Pilsner Light, and Cerveza Negra Dark. Truly international beer, naturally brewed from the choicest hops, malt, and barley obtainable throughout the world. Gently aged and naturally carbonated to let the rich flavors ripen to their full smoothness. Today, an entire world prizes the taste of San Miguel. Like the song says, where friends are found the world round, you'll find a San Miguel. San Miguel, the international beer with the intriguing taste.
Good beer, my friend. Good beer, my friend. Have another San Miguel. Friends are found the world around. You'll find a San Miguel.
Imported by San Miguel International, USA.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Parker will be on the foul line when play resumes here. The second-year man out of Texas A&M is a 60% free thrower, averaging 11.1 points a game and playing approximately 23 minutes a night. Sonny hasn't had one of his really typically fireballing games on the road trip thus far at Milwaukee and at Indiana. Nobody had much of a game at Milwaukee. Barry had a brilliant first half at Indiana, and then only 4 points in the second half. When he came in the fourth quarter, Mike Bantam, the pacer who was guarding him, said he expected him to really be pumping it up, but strangely the ball was on the other side of the floor, and the Warriors didn't really work much to him. And then they got caught up in that Indiana wild fast break when the Pacers ran away and hit. Parker's first shot is good. Holman had an excellent game at Indiana. That's the thing Adam's been talking about, not enough people playing well on the same night on the road, and that's what's been happening in foreign court. Both shots have been hit by Parker. The Warriors now 4-for-4, but they trail by 8. They'll be coming up against Dudley's hand check. What's in front of McGinnis, way out, 35 feet on the left. Parker with him out there. McGinnis dribbles behind the back. Parker outputs him, so he gets it up to Jones on top. Then it goes to Bibby, now deep to McGinnis, backing up on Parker. Turn around, 7-footer. It's an air ball. Falls in the hands of Barry. Now to Dudley, we got a foul call. Where? Let's see. I'm not sure. O'Donnell is holding up play. He was up in the fourth court. The ball was still in the backcourt. He's talking to Phil Smith. I still don't know what happened. O'Donnell is talking at courtside. It was a backcourt foul. And it was called on Caldwell Jones. The ball was in the backcourt. Phil Smith was in the front court when he was fouled, but with the ball in the backcourt, they called Jones for the foul. The backcourt foul is 3-2. And Adels was right up alongside and in front of us, who were waiting to find out, too. Nobody knew at first what O'Donnell had called because he was way away from the ball up the floor. Both shots in by Smith, and the Warriors cut it to 6 now. Bibby hurries the dribble up the right side. Parker picks him up on a switch. Now somebody's going to have a mismatch problem. Goes over to Barry Irving on the right side. He dribbles against Barry. Barry steals, but can't hold it. Irving gets it back. Goes baseline. Rick fouls it. When you're watching those two, watch Barry with a hand. He tries to get the ball down low on the doctor and get the hand in there. He got it that time, but couldn't come up with the ball and control it. Lloyd Free and Steve Mix. Mix wearing number 50. A really tough rebounding veteran. Goes awfully well to the offensive board. Lloyd Free, the hot shooting, perimeter shooting 6'3 guard, has been under more control this year than in his past season. Irving's first shot is good. Reportedly in Detroit, he grumbled at Cunningham when he was pulled out of the game, and Cunningham sat him down verbally very quickly. Both shots good by the doctor at 30-22. Irving has 8.6 on the foul line. Parker on the right side now. Crossover dribble to the foul line against Mix. Mix will muscle on you. Right side of Dudley. Then on top to set the jumper. An 18-footer. Perfect. Only Phil's second shot tonight. At 30-24. Here's Free starting up court now. He and Collins, the guard duo. Collins works against Smith on top. Lobs one deep. And a dunk by the doctor. An alley-oop lob and the doctor jumps it. Great play. He's back going. 32-24. That was a beautiful piece of timing. Dudley with a drive, cut off in the baseline. Out it comes to Ray. Jump shot, no good. Rebound Jones. Quick outlet now to Free. Long pass up court. The tip in intercept, and then loose it out of bounds. They had Collins down deep, tried to go to him. Stepped hurrying back, made the intercepted and lost the handle. Philadelphia ball, they're up by 8 again. 35 seconds left in the quarter. They have a new 24-second count. Goes out to Caldwell Jones wide, gets to Collins. And Irving, left side angle, Barry guarding him. Irving dribble to the baseline. There's the jumper. It's no good from 15. And the rebound taken by Barry gives it over to Smith. Smith into the fourth court to the ball. Now the 24-second clock is the Warriors, Warriors guide. 15 on the clock. 4 more seconds than that in the quarter. The clock now at 11. Smith fakes. Dribbles to the foul line. Into the lane. There's a pull-up flip. Good. A 5-footer. Now you've got 8 seconds left for Philadelphia. And in the backcourt, Parker makes a steal. Mix gets it back. Picks it half-court to Collins. 3 seconds. He shoots from 48 feet. And it's off the glass. He knocks Smith down. There's no foul. The quarter ends. That's the quarter. Scoreboard shows Philadelphia 32. The Warriors 26.
The new mid-sized Buick Regal. meet the demand of today.
Great society?
Without losing the special things about Buick, the people have always loved. Now that's some trick.
Great magic?
On the outside, it's thinner than last year's Regal Coupe. There's more headroom, more legroom, more trunk room.
Great magic?
With the wizardry of a turbocharged sport coupe. And such traditional Buick quality as luxury, elegance, and prestige. The new Regal, a down-to-earth dream car at your Buick dealer.
Why should you come to an Emporium and Chap Road after Thanksgiving sales starting Friday, November 25th? It's a fair question, really. Only if you didn't know, there'd be one, savings in almost every department. Two, special holiday store hours. And for your convenience, bars will be running on Saturday. And three, you will save time and money by starting your holiday shopping early. Come to Chaprell's and the Emporium's after Thanksgiving sale starting Friday, November 25th. It's the answer to all your questions about savings.
Considering the foul situation which went against the Warriors early and the fact that Philadelphia made 12 out of 12 on the line to the Warriors 6-6, they did a good job to come out of that quarter only six down right now. Robert Parrish is in his center against Harvey Catchings of Philadelphia. Here's Dudley coming up against Free now. Gets the Parrish high back to Dudley. Then he feeds underneath to Parker and he lays it in. Parker got Free and Dudley found it. Dudley started the week number four in the NBA and assists, playing roughly half the minutes of every game. Free between the circles now. The Warriors within four. Outside with the doctor on the left. Barry with a hand up. The other forward is Mick, trying to post down deep against Parker. They go around the perimeter to Collins. Fake dribble, spins, gets into the lane. Jump pass out on the right to Free. He'll bomb it from 20. No good. Rebounded by the doctor. Overhand quick, crawls around, and he... Over the head and right shoulder. With his back to the hoop. 34-28. Irving has 12 right now, but he hasn't been able to penetrate on offense that much. He's gotten twice on the boards, and he's hit once from the outside. Here's a turnaround by Barry. He's got one from 10 on the left of the key. 34-30. Barry right now has four. Smith and Green with six leading the Warriors. Julius outside. No good from 20. Parrish with a rebound tip out to Dudley. Dudley to midcourt with the ball. Bullets one to Barry on the left side. Chase Irving leans in. Fires. Hit from 18. Irving holding his mouth as if he might have gotten hit by Rick's elbow that time. 34-32. Or it could have happened on an earlier play. Now it goes on top to Collins. Collins fakes, dribbles, shoots over Smith. A hurried shot way off the mark, rebounded by Parker, and the Warriors with a chance to tie. Now Dudley way up to Smith. Smith has to knock it down to get it in the left baseline. Brings it back out. The defense picks up. Now to Barry. Left corner. Quick pass to the right side of Parker. Good look from 15. In and out. Look good. Didn't go. Irving rebound. Back out to three. Three midcourt. Shots in front. Shoots from 21. Nobody on him. Good. Dudley didn't want to come out on him and let him drive, and so Frey took advantage of the space. 36-32. Dudley now to the foul line area. Running flip left hand around, doesn't go. Parrish, quick good! Parrish with a fingertip quickness. Catchings had him blocked off. An amazing play. 36-34. Here's Frey at the top of the key. Left hand pass to Collins. Left side 20 footer. First quarter, the Warriors stayed within six, even though shooting only 36% to Philadelphia's 47%. Smith out on top for the Warriors' left side. Shot by Irving, back to Dudley on the point, 38-34, Philadelphia. Bounce on to Parrish on the right side, fake catching, dribble, shoots over him. No good, back rim. Rebound taken away by Parker after Mitch nearly had it. And the Smith had a look, but he had a room, rather, didn't look. Now he drives, he's cut off and fouled. Mitch the foul, and Smith will get on the line for two. So Smith, 76% free throw on the year, going to the hoop that time. He said that Mitch stepped out and did not. Smith had already taken off at the time that Mitch got himself planted, and that should be the criteria. If that man has already taken off, even though the defender is planted when the guy runs into him, then he has not given the offensive man enough time. Smith makes those free throws, 38-36. Here's Free coming up court to the ball on the left side now. Bounces one outside of the doctor. Barry gives him room. Lob pass to the right side. Deflected to Free, gets it. Parrish almost picked it off. Free now. goes up from 18. The jumper is on the rim and off, and a weak side rebound by Parker. Gets the pack clear, fires to Smith, midcourt, got Barry open, bounce run to the left. He slipped it to Parrish, the jump, he fouled the top. Barry should have taken it to the hoop, but he saw the catching might get to it. Instead of really catching it, he just passed it on with a wrist flip to Parrish, who ripped it through his catching foul, and the Warriors have tied it. Ribbing is in, Collins comes out for the first time. Great play as you look on replay on television. Barry didn't hesitate. He just fired to Parrish. Those are reflexes that nobody can teach. Parrish free throw wobbles in, and the Warriors have taken the lead at 39-38. We have 8:55 to go in the second quarter. McGinnis getting ready to return. Three pass now to Catchings outside. The middle's open. Out to Bibby. Under the doctor. Left side angle of Mitch. Look deep, not there. Now to the doctor. Got a whistle. Foul inside. Smith holding free away from the ball. Common foul. In the opening quarter, Philadelphia had 15 rebounds. The Warriors 14. Philadelphia turned over 7 times. The Warriors 5. Warriors took advantage of those 7 turnovers for 10 points. Philadelphia took advantage of the Warriors 5 turnovers for but 4. Wesley Cox is in for the Warriors here now for Barry. So you got young players, Cox and Clark at the forward. Catching something down deep, and again, it's taken it inside. Puts it in good over Cox. Up court now to Clark, exclusive with the dribble on the left side. He is on the sideline and out of bounds, O'Donnell says. He wasn't forced out. He just didn't really look at the side, and Parker looked at Adams and says, I couldn't have been out. But O'Donnell says he was. 40-49, Philadelphia. Free now, looking to Mick on the right. The doctor's not in the game. Mick backs up the dribble against the smaller Parker, turns to the hoop. Parrish gets out, drops it. Mick nice. The point to the Parker. Up court to Smith, developing 3-on-3. Over to Parker. Now to Cox. Straight line right. Fake hesitates. Now shoots in the face of Mick. It's so good. Rebound. Final four. Taken down by McGinnis. Now the break for the 76ers. Free, top of the key. Looks precise for shoot. Does hit. 23. Up to the right side, Parker now with a dribble. Dribble picks him up. Warriors down by 3 after taking a 1-point lead. Now to Dudley. We got an offensive foul. Parker had a mismatch inside against the smaller Bibby, but he unwisely backed too hard into it and is called for the offense. So Philadelphia's regained the momentum here with 4 straight points. Bibby coming up. Now between the circles. Backs it off now to McGinnis on the left. Drives on Cox and pulls out. Hesitation shot, no good. Rebound taken by Dudley, out wrestling the foul from McGinnis. But it's passed out and intercepted by McGinnis, and he scores for 15 feet. Warriors making some very costly turnovers here right now. Philadelphia suddenly comes for 6 straight after the Warriors caught them. McGinnis fronting Cox. They can't go to him now to Parrish. Into the foul lane area. He throws an air ball. Taken down by Mick. Now to Bibby. And the Warriors are out of sync. Bibby driving up. Smith goes right by him. He misses the layup. The Dudley retrieves. And his foul in the backcourt. No. Nope. Out of bounds. He knocked it away. I thought Bibby had fouled him. O'Donnell says no. He knocked it out. Adels now sends in rookie Ricky Marsh. Moment ago. No. George McGinnis retrieved that Parker pass out intended for Smith and hit the jumper. That was a gift from heaven on the first day of Christmas shopping. On the left side now, Cox with a dribble. Shoots a 22-foot jumper. Doesn't go. Taken down by Mick. And now the Warriors are not taking good shots, and suddenly they've lost the rhythm completely. Now to McGinnis. Top of the key, 21-footer. Spin. 8 straight points. 46-39. Ricky Marsh, the rookie now, against the talent-laden 76ers. Cox, also a rookie. McGinnis jumping out, fouled him and trying to steal. Annals wants a timeout here with 6:33 to go. The Warriors will be inbounding. The scoreboard in the second quarter shows Philadelphia 46, the Warriors 39.
This is Stephen Matthew David for Famous Matthews with a special limited time offer from Quasar, the very first and original manufacturer of solid state TVs. You can get a Quasar black and white TV as low as $69 or a color TV from Quasar and Matthews for only $258. And all you have to do to get one is to come on over to Matthews any day from 10 in the morning till 10 at night. And if you wish, you can call ahead for credit approval. world from anywhere in Northern California. Just dial toll-free 800-652-1340. That's 800-652-1340. That's Famous Matthews, open every day till 10 at the top of the hill, Daly City.
Battles has been a little handcuffed with his deployment here because Coleman got 3 fouls in the first quarter and he couldn't go back to East Creed. Had to go with rookie Wesley Cox in a tough assignment against a wily veteran like McGinnis. Now Al has gotten a little bit of rest for Barry and Rick comes back in. Cox is out. Charles Johnson sitting it out in street clothes tonight with a bad stomach. Here's Dudley now. Feed to Parrish. High then three. Mismatch. Takes three. Dribbles. Pulls up from 10. No good. Foul called. Parrish loose ball. 76ers had it sealed off and he couldn't get to the hoop without fouling. Now the Warriors have gone 2 minutes and 30 seconds without a score and Philadelphia scored 8. That was after they made that nice drive to get back in front by 1. Now 46-39. Pass the right side goes to Catchings. Then to Bibby. Around the horn. Find it a mix on the left. Inside deep. The ball broken up. Deflection. Dudley gets it. Dudley brings it into the fourth court. Now to Marsh on the right. Marsh dribbles. Back to Dudley on the point. Barry fakes the back door. Now takes the pass to left. Rise on McGinnis. Catching lays it up. Catching blocks it. They don't call goaltending. The Warriors howl. McGinnis comes down with the ball. Dribbles four court. From 20 the jumper. Good. 4 minutes. Check it. Exactly 3 minutes now. The Warriors haven't scored. 48-39. It's 10-0. On the run. The Warriors have been running into those unanswered point stretches. Bounce pass to Parker on the right. Bustled a little bit by Mick. Now to Dudley. Baseline right. Three to the hand check. Outside to Marsh. Good look. Shoots it. No good. 21-footer. Rebound McGinnis. Outlet broken up. As three lost it. Picked up by Parker. Now to Dudley. Bullets run to Parrish. Underneath for Parker. Slice and delay it in on the right side. Parrish good eyes that time. 48-41. So the Warriors make that streak. There's three now with a drive in the baseline, and as he flips one, he's fouled. Harry stepped out, but it was Marsh who fouled him. That's 3 team fouls on the Warriors, and that is a pass-off foul, according to the officials. Three went on Marsh that time. Ricky crowded him down deep as Harry stepped out to try to cut off whatever he was going to do. Here's the inbound pass down, it goes to catching. Then out to the left of McGinnis. Barry stabbing at him. McGinnis fires. It doesn't go on a 10-footer. He had his rhythm off a little bit. Rebound by Harry. Now to Dudley. Put back in for the Warriors now. Guard. Now to Parker on the right. Drives on McGinnis. Double team by Dudley. Bounce one to Dudley on the point. Cross court on the left to Smith. From 15, he fires and hits. And it's 48-43 as the Warriors start trying to whittle it down again. Now three up the left side. Dudley guarding. Three dribbles. Goes right behind to Price Smith and scores with a left hand flip off the glass. Warrior guard couldn't set up the penetration. 50-43, Philadelphia. Three has three hoops it's coming in. Parker gives it up to Dudley on the point. Now goes to Smith on the right. Bibby guarding. Smith looks inside. Now drives. Pass Bibby underneath. Catchings intimidates. The shot no good. Rebound McGinnis. Outlet to three. Got a 2-on-2. Goes to the foul line. Puts it up to the right for Mick. Shooting. Bouncing once. Twice. No good. Parker tips it to himself to try to get it. It's loose. But picked up by Bibby on the left. He drives to the edge of the lane from 12. Bench one around and out. McGinnis with Mick's rebound. Shovels it up and in. Left hand up. Philadelphia by 9. Harold wants a timeout here. Warriors haven't heard his request yet. Now Smith did and calls it. Oh, we've got 3:56 to go now in the second quarter. Dawkins coming in for Philadelphia. Ray for the Warriors. Scoreboard shows Philadelphia 52, Warriors 43.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard TWA's Yankee Nation Country Club Buffet Flight.
Take off on TWA's early morning flight to the east, and you're in for something special. We give you not one, but two mouth-watering meals in first-class hand coach. You'll start off with a hearty steak and egg breakfast.
This steak's delicious, good and tender, just like I like it.
And then a few hours later, TWA lets you be the chef at our Country Club Buffet. We give you a wide assortment of meat, cheeses, fruits, rolls, and salads, so you can make just about anything you want, from a chef salad to a hero sandwich.
Hey, and there's peanuts and ice cream for a sundae.
So the next time you're traveling east, ask about our Country Club Buffet. It's like a raid on the icebox, courtesy of TWA.
TWA has Country Club Buffet flights every morning to New York, Boston, and Washington. For complete details, just call your travel agent or TWA.
Welcome to
With that 10-0 run included, that lasted 3 minutes and 40 seconds. The Warriors have gone 5 minutes and 1 second since gaining the lead and have been outscored 14-4. Robert Parrish and Clifford Ray are now in the game as Adams is going to the two big men. See how we'll have the matchup. Dawkins, in his first game after missing 7, was reactivated today. He's going to guard Parrish. McGinnis is on Ray up high. Mix is on Barry. Barry on the right. Now Mix trying to shut off Parrish. Parrish releases out to the right. Takes it against Dawkins. Fakes. Dawkins grabs it. Cross court to Barry on Ursa Smith on the left. Now Parrish steps up the post on the left. Smith dribbles. Pull up jumper from 15. A little long. Rebound out to Dawkins. Out at the three. Fast break into the lane. Back steadily up. Gives to McGinnis. Leans in a pass to Dawkins. And he's fouled on the way to the hoop. Either Parrish or Ray got him. Parrish. So Philadelphia now is regaining the momentum right after the Warriors took that lead, and the Warriors haven't been able to grab it back. That time McGinnis could have gotten the shot off so much easier over a smaller man, but he dished it off to Dawkins inside Parrish. Dawkins hits the first free throw. Dawkins ready with the next now. He's got it, a pair. A baby gorilla, and it's the biggest lead for Philadelphia tonight, 54-43. And the Warriors have to go back and do it all over. Let's see how they'll work again with a good big man. Ray playing high, Parrish deep, while Dudley works. Dudley top of the key, a lot of dribbling now. Can't free anybody, now to Barry. Barry to the left, pump fake, his man stays down, it's free on a switch. Leans in, underhand, two-hand flip, rolls off, Ray sets it in on the right side. 54-45. So the present run by Philadelphia since the Warriors' one-point lead stands at 16-6. On the left side, Collins back in the game. He and Free the guards. Now top to Dawkins. Deep to McGinnis. Nobody on him. Ray comes out, fouls it. McGinnis was wide open. Ray came across. He assured McGinnis he didn't mean it. He horned him. Archer coming in now, and Parrish will come out. Going to the free throw line is George McGinnis. McGinnis has 3 to make 2. Philadelphia 14 for 14 on the line. The Warriors 9 for 9. There's that hesitation shot, wobbles around and goes in. Adams tried 2 offensive sequences with 2 big men and it produced nothing. So he's now going back to Parker, Ray, and Barry up front. Shot good by McGinnis. He makes it there. 56-45 Philadelphia. They are flawless on the line tonight at 16 tries. Dudley forecourt protected from the trailing Lloyd 3. Now to Smith out on top. Smith with a dribble against Collins. Comes down the right of the lane. Collins good D to the baseline. Smith sealed off. Tough court pass. Goes. Well, we got it. Whistle. 3 seconds inside. They went to Parker on the cross court pass. What happened was Warrior rebounders expected Smith's shot to go up. Collins' defense was so good that they got caught in the lane. Warriors now have not done much right since their excellent drive to get back the lead and lead by 1 point. Since then, it's been all Philadelphia. McGinnis outside, Barry still guarding him. Dribbles in a crowd. He's at 25 feet. Barry gets a move there. On top to Dawkins. Now to Free out on top. Keeps the jumper from 22. That won't go. Rebound Parker, but it's knocked away by Mix. Comes off now to Barry. Barry lead pass to Dudley up the left side. Going for the lane. Has trouble with the ball. He's cut off. Gives it to Ray. Ray shovels it in. Going to the hoop. 56-47. 2:05 to go. Coleman, 3 fouls early. Has not been able to come back since then. Charles Johnson, field tonight. Rebound pass. Parker over. Plays intercepts with fouls. Mix. And Mix gets on the line for 2. Mix, who's usually around the 80% mark, is only 74% on the year. Going to the line. The free throw line right now is Steve Mix. We've held a play here for a moment, but I'm not certain why. Jay Zinkoff, the inimitable announcer here, says a 20-second table timeout. There was a towel in front of the timer and scorer down here. And Doug Collins had asked if they get that out of the way, because even though it was 2 feet out of bounds, somebody could slip on it. I guess everybody's set. Now what's wrong? Well, there's a clock malfunction now. 1:58 to go here. In the second quarter, the Warriors down by 9. The whole evening now, they're going to be looking back to that second quarter run by Philadelphia, which has put them in this deficit situation. And now they're going to call a timeout, I guess, because we've got a plug problem, so to speak. Well, it gives me a chance to remind all of you fans out there that December is a very productive basketball month for the Warriors at home at the Coliseum Arena. And the Warrior Ticket Office reports a heavy advance sale, especially for those 7 home games in December, but for some others also later on. However, again, a reminder, there's no game on this season's schedule that's sold out. So now is the time to get in your order. And to make that easy for you, the Warriors, especially this Sunday, offer you this opportunity. They're running another order form in 3 sports sections, the Tribune in Oakland, the San Jose Mercury, and the San Francisco Examiner. What you do is just take this coupon, check the games you want to attend, how many tickets you want, the price category, and then send along the commensurate check for the total amount. You'll receive the tickets by return mail. Just couldn't be easier. No game is currently sold out. Some are nearing that stage, so you'd be wise if you were prompt. And this makes it so easy. If you read the Sunday sports section, you're halfway home. And that's the Examiner, the Tribune, and the San Jose Mercury this Sunday for your Warrior ticket order form. Make certain you're not left out this season. Boston is leading the Knicks tonight up in Boston 69-50 at half after leading by 32-26 at the quarter. Well, guess where the source of all the difficulty was? It was a pulled-out plug somewhere connected to the clock, and it was right under our broadcast vantage point. I wonder if the tapping toes of your announcer might have had anything to do with that. All right, here's Steve Mix on the line. Philadelphia, having shot perfectly in 16 efforts, the Warriors ditto in 9. Mix hits it. 17 straight on the line for Philadelphia tonight. And he's got another. 58-47. Here's the pass to Ray now. In the backcourt, brings it across, now gets rid of it to Parker. Parker against McGinnis, Barry against Mix on the other side, and Dawkins, of course, the defender against Ray. Here's Dudley out front, gets to Ray, gets it back. Dudley comes to the right, feeds Parker. He looks for somebody coming through, but nobody does. Round the horn to Smith on the left. Pump fake, drives, leans in from the foul line, and hits the jumper. 58-49. Collins backcourt. Dudley overplaying Free without the ball, so Collins has to bring it up. Now to Free, and Collins shots Dudley over. There's no foul. No harm, no foul. Back to Collins on the right. Drives to the baseline. Swings it back on the point to Free. Free fakes, dribbles. Now to Dawkins in the post, back to Free. Hesitation. 5 seconds on the timer. He goes to the left. Rises. Shoots. No good. High rebound on top of the glass and out. Warrior ball. Free, the man who calls himself All World. Cunningham endeared himself to Free when he first took over by addressing him by his familiar name, World. Something they say Gene Shue never did because Gene was a more remote fellow. Imperious, some called him. Dudley out on top of the ball. Now, puts it over to Smith. Right side, jump shot. He's fouled by Collins, who blocked it but got him on the arm, and Smith to the line. Tomorrow night from the Garden in New York, the Warriors and the Knicks. The Knicks at home are 7-2. That's one of the top records for the home courts in the NBA. One of the top 5. Smith on the line. Line drives one, but it skips over, hits the glass, and goes in. 58-50. Right now, Barry has 6 for the Warriors. Smith, the leading scorer, as he hits this one, has 14. Ray has 8. Those are the top scorers. McGinnis on the left side. The Warriors now within 7 if they can shut down the 76ers here. McGinnis on the left. Pass to the left baseline. Going underneath. Dawkins jams it in. 60-51. Parker up the right side against McGinnis. Crossed over into the lane. Reverses. Shoots the jumper from 10. Won't go. Crash rebound by Ray. Doesn't go. Loose on the floor. Spins to the baseline as Ray picks it up. It's on the boundary. Right on the baseline. Think if he'd let it go out, it was off Dawkins. But there's no way that you can anticipate that. 60-51. Collins to Dawkins against the press. Dawkins with that gold earring in his left ear. Gives it up to McGinnis on the left side. Shoots and Barry blocks it, steals it. And is fouled by McGinnis. Loose ball. What the team foul situation is here. That's 5. And Barry will get to the line. Interesting thing. Barry has not been able to get to the line on the road nearly so much as at home. In 8 home games, here's an example on replay of the quick hands of Barry's. He got the shot just before release, and then his reflexes the chief possession when McGinnis fouled him on a reflex action. Barry at home in 8 games has shot 52 out of 55. He's averaged 6.9 attempts per game. On the road, 42 out of 44, he's been averaging 4.4 attempts per game with hits. So he's averaging 2.5 free throws a game attempted less on the road. Strangely, though, he's averaging more than 10 points a game better at home in total scoring than he is on the road, which doesn't all figure out of the free throws. Barry now having hit 2, 3 brings it up. Warriors within 7 again. 3 out front. 22 seconds left in the quarter, 15 on the timer, and out of the right to Collins. Parker fronting, mixed inside. Collins, perimeter shot, no good. Rebound Dudley, 15 seconds. Now he comes out of the backcourt, loop pass to Barry, behind the pack, lays it up and in. Beautiful fingertip control, took off the glass, and a marvelous lead by Dudley. He's free up front to the ball. Fires over to the right to Mix, back to 3, goes to the hoop, and would you believe it, he scores? He scored in the course of about 6 seconds, and now time runs out before the Warriors can get it back down the court. Frustrated looking at that, as the Warriors couldn't keep Philadelphia from going to the hoop for a layup. At the half, scoreboard shows Philadelphia 62, the Warriors 55.